Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller. Made in America and made to last.
The cattle futures market bounced back strongly today. 40 to 90 cents higher on the feeder cattle, 90 to $1.10 higher on the live cattle. So really good strength across the board here following yesterday's pretty big downturn. The market coming back here just brings some life back into it. There's a lot of talk that to get back to a 50% retracement, just on like the May feeder cattle, for instance, they were around 120 and went up to the low 140s. So 130 would not be too out of line there just to get to the 50% retracement. Also, the 50-day moving average is about 129.77. And then at the 1st of April even, the low was around 129.50. So a lot of traffic there around the 130 level. There's some talk that the market could just retrace back to those before ultimately possibly moving higher. Of course, the box beef market and the cash market has been pretty good. Above the futures, there's talk of some $13 to $15 cash trade out in the month of May, higher than where the June futures are. So April expires this week. Currently, it's around 130, but as June becomes the front month, it's at a considerable discount to where the cash is trading at. Of course, they're trading May cattle off the June futures. Same sort of thing with the feeder cattle, not quite as big, though. The May feeders are about a dollar below the Aprils, right at that 138.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed grain trade today. Beans were weaker, down about 6 cents. Corn up 5 to 6 cents. So really good, strong action there for corn. And then the wheat 8 to 11 cents higher here, with the Kansas City July finally closing up with double digit gains, up 10 3/4 at 425. The high was 426. Of course, with wheat harvest around the corner, we all know that there's going to be less acres, but the wheat that is going to be harvested looks pretty good. I've seen a lot of traffic out in western Oklahoma heading south, so there are some people somewhere getting ready for harvest. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that 17% of the corn crop was planted. Normally we're at 18%, so we're really not behind at all in terms of the corn planted number. Beans were 6% planted, normally 3%. Cotton 11% planted, normally 12%. The winter wheat crop, what is going to be harvested, is 54% good to excellent, the same as last month. Last year we were 59%, so the crop's a little bit worse than last year, but overall I don't think you're going to hear many complaints on the condition of the winter wheat crop. Cotton today was just a slightly bit higher outside markets. Dow Jones was up 262, going back near those highs. It's currently 20,960. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.